I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast today, warm temperatures as well, with a high near 91 degrees. Many stakeholders in Illinois breathed a sigh of relief last week as lawmakers overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's budget veto and approved a fiscal plan for the first time in more than two years. But experts say the work isn't done. Paul Simon Public Policy Institute Interim Director Jack Titchener says some big issues remain.
The discussions continue on issues like the workers' compensation reform, procurement reform is still there, pension reform is actually in part of this. There's a new Tier 3 system, but there's a lot that still remains to be done. A lot of heavy lifting on the part of lawmakers in weeks to come.
Meanwhile, Titchener says all eyes remain on Springfield as part of the budget proposal includes language about a K-12 funding reform bill. That's something Governor Bruce Rauner has vowed to veto. House Speaker Michael Madigan says he'll call lawmakers back to Springfield to work on these outstanding issues in the near future. State lottery officials say Illinois lost about $4 million by halting sales of Powerball and Mega Millions tickets during the state budget impasse. The lottery announced late last month it would shut down sales of the popular games because without a state budget, the lottery wouldn't be able to make payments to the prize pool. Chicago Tribune reports Lottery Chief of Staff Jamie Odom says Illinois lost about $2.4 million from Powerball and $1.5 million from Mega Millions. Sales resumed on Thursday night after lawmakers voted to override Governor Bruce Rauner's veto. Passing a budget wasn't the only thing Illinois lawmakers did last week. They also named a major road after former President Barack Obama. State House reporter Brian Mackey has more.
Anyone who's ever listened to a Chicago traffic report knows the names: Edens, Eisenhower, Stevenson, Ryan. Now, in addition, the Barack Obama Presidential Expressway. That's the official designation for Interstate 55 from 294 in the Chicago suburbs south to mile marker 202 near the city of Pontiac. State Representative LaShawn Ford says it's a route the former state senator would be familiar with.
President Obama traveled 55 on his way to Springfield.
The I-55 designation beat a competing proposal to rename all of 294 after Obama. That's the tri-state tollway. The Illinois Department of Transportation doesn't yet have a timeline for when it'll put up signage. I'm Brian Mackey.
This week, Centralia residents can get updated on many ways they can stay healthy as the 5th Annual Family Health and Wellness Fun Fest is going on at the Centralia Recreation Complex. Dr. Laura Payne is coordinator of the Rural Health Preceptorship Program in Centralia. She says in addition to a well-rounded diet, good health also includes movement and being around people. The event starts at 3 o'clock this Thursday afternoon. Sunshine in the forecast today. We'll see a high of 91. I'm Jennifer Fuller.